Hello and welcome to Interactive Distractions, episode number 298. My name is Christopher Keough, and I am here with the regular crew once again. Jeff Jordy.
What up?
And Jason A. Strucker.
What is up, gentlemen?
I am glad that you're back. How are you doing?
Hey, I'm doing pretty good.
Yeah?
Yeah. Good. Did you want to hear about my week?
Sure.
It was awesome. The in-laws were here.
Oh, that sounds awesome.
No, I love those guys a lot. They're
your
a lot
in-laws
of fun.
Are actually pretty cool. So
that's because this is being recorded.
And yeah, they totally listened to. Not to mention the fact that both of them admitted to me that they have absolutely no fucking idea what I do at my job. So
but, how'd that conversation go?
it went pretty well. You know, you try and explain it to them as best as possible, but they're like, so you do the videos? And I'm like, yeah, I do video work for a video game magazine. And they're like, it just breaks their
magazine?
Fucking head. When they say videos, they actually mean video games. So they think that I make video games sometimes. And I'm like, no, I'm a critic. I'm like, you know, Roger Ebert, you know?
Next time, just say, hey, hear about the game Grand Theft Auto 5?
Yeah, that's what our magazine does. We critique video games and we report on news and stuff. And that helped a little bit, but not much.
There's news about video games? No, what's really funny is that they don't understand what you do. And what you do is the reason that you moved away from them.
Right. Exactly.
<It's> like, but shouldn't you know this?
I tried to bring up the news thing. It's like, yeah, we report on news, and Jeff said it too. It's like, there's news, and they couldn't put their head around that. I'm like, yeah, you know, if like a major studio, development studio, like, you know, the head of that studio changes or something, you know, we report on that. And they, what?
People care about that?
Yeah, who cares about that? Exactly. But I got to show them around the office.
So like if Mario leaves Nintendo?
Yeah, exactly. But yeah, I took them to the office and showed them around, and they were just like,
"That's cool!
Wow, there's so much junk in here.
There's so much nerd stuff."
But yeah, ultimately they thought it was pretty cool. So
okay, cool.
It was fun showing it off and saying, "Yes, this is what I stole your daughter away for."
All right.
To be a big kid and get paid for it.
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with that at all.
So, I hung out with them pretty much most of last week and hit up at a lot of restaurants that we were not able to afford until they came here, which was really cool, too. So, yeah, I had a lot of good food. And, yeah, it was cool chilling with those guys. And, yeah, just showing them around town, going to cool restaurants and drinking a lot. I gotta say that the Kesslers can drink, and it's always fun getting Lisa drunk in front of her parents as well. They love it. They just love it because you know she was so reserved for so many years.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. What else happened? Yeah, just work shit.
All right, cool, man.
That happened.
All right.
Work stuff, which is good. So,
Jeff, what do you got, man? What's going on?
Not too much. Our weekend is kind of. Low key, I guess. What did we do, T? I can't remember. We did something on Friday night, I think.
Wait, is she right there?
She is, actually. She's right on the couch beside
me. Can we talk to her?
What did we do last weekend? I know there is Oh, that's right. Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. Yeah.
Can you have T come over and just say hi? It's been so long since I've talked to her.
They want you to come over here and say hi.
Jason's insisting.
He's coming.
Okay.
No, there's no webcam on.
Is she naked?
Hello.
Why is she naked, right?
T, how's it going?
Hi, T.
Is that how you? Oh, she's walking away now.
Okay. Okay. Thanks for stopping by. Miss you.
My old roommate, not my old roommate, my old neighbor Daryl from when I lived the other place, like years back. He moved to Alberta it's probably been about 3 or 4 years since I've seen him, and he came to visit because he was opening a store. He's a manager at basically a restaurant chain. So they're opening a new store in Toronto, so he had to come and like overlook that. So he's in town for a bit. So on Friday, we went out with my old roommate, Andre, his old roommate, Eric, and another buddy of mine. And we just had like kind of like not a night on the town. We started off at one bar, then went back to our old watering hole. That used to be right across the street from the other place way back in the day when we first started this podcast where we'd hang out. And, I got a little bit tipsy and my tweets kind of were all over the place that night.
You were drunk tweeting? That never happens.
Yeah, it was good times. And the next day was not a write-off. I was feeling kind of okay. And we just kind of chilled. Ended up going to my parents' house and we just watched TV and stuff and drank wine and Yeah, it was all right. It was good times.
That sounds
kind of relaxing, low key, but it was fun. Chris.
Wow. I really don't have much to talk about. So, yeah, I mean, literally, it's been a pretty normal week. Busy at work, normal stuff at home. There was one thing that I wanted to mention, and it's more for Jason to relay to Lisa. And, you know, I think I mentioned this to you guys in passing, a couple weeks ago, that there's this show on Sci-Fi Network now called Heroes of Cosplay.
Yeah.
Which,
oh, yeah, yeah.
Okay. It kind of drives me nuts because, you know, most of the people on the show are kind of backstabbing bitches and it's just like, one of the people that are doing the cosplaying.
They're pretty much characters.
Yeah, they're characters. That Crystal and I like, actually won one of the contests dressed up as Gage from Borderlands.
Oh, nice.
And it was really, really good. She had a fucking, she had a death trap with a remote control car driving it around. It was.
Is that the actual professional cosplayer that?
Yeah, yeah. The professional one is, Yaya Han.
Yeah.
And she's on the show a lot too. I mean, she's in every episode, but this is a different chick. This is, I can't remember her name, but,
blonde chick, right?
No, she's not blonde. She's a brunette chick, and she's like, she actually has like this YouTube video series that she does, but she's super into cosplay, but she just wants to do it to have fun. And like a lot of the other people that are on the show are like, oh, I have to win this competition. My reputation's on the line. It's like, oh, shut the fuck up. You know, it's like, just go and have fun. And
I can't go to PAX being a loser.
That's right. But, yeah, so she dressed up as Gage and she actually did like cel shaded makeup. It was really cool looking. And then she seriously had a death trap mounted to her remote control car.
That's very
cool.
Badass.
Awesome. So it was like, we watched it and I was like, okay, this just, cause I was done with the show. I was like, I can't watch this anymore, Crystal. And then I saw that. I was like, okay, this just redeemed this show. I mean, I will watch this just for this chick. The chick, and there's this guy named Jesse that does really cool costumes too. But I figured I would let you guys know that because I think you can see him online now.
Okay.
But just to
also,
you know,
I don't have cables, so we're
right, which is why I mentioned
we have to download stuff.
Yeah, you can probably get it online if you just go to the Sci-Fi's website.
How many episodes are they up to? Looks like six.
Yeah, that's the end of it. The season finale was this week.
Oh. Okay.
So it's episode 5 that you want to watch. If there's 6 episodes, it's the next to last one.
Gotcha.
And the chick dresses up as Gage, and it was fantastic. I was just dying watching her portray this character. Wow. It was awesome.
And I suppose Lindsay hasn't been on it.
Lindsay.
Lindsay Morgan? Merritt. Morgan, yeah.
Oh, no. I would say no.
Have I mentioned she's like one of the most beautiful people in the world? Because she is.
I'm not familiar with her, so I'm not sure.
You haven't met her? She's an Atlanta girl. She's actually friends with Lisa. And,
oh, okay.
Do you remember?
Oh, yeah. I think I remember. I think I remember her.
And her husband was in Scrub Sport. He's also obviously from Atlanta.
Yeah. I remember.
Which one was her husband? Big Street Fighter guy.
Lindsay was the one that was, she was like tattooed all over and.
No. I don't think Lindsay has many tattoos.
Okay.
She's got really big boobs.
That's true. Brad Merritt is the husband's name, and I can't remember
his online name. He came to IndusFest 1 year.
Yeah. They both did, actually, 1 year.
Yeah.
I would probably remember her if I saw her.
Really, really cool people.
But no, she was not on it. But I will say this, the chick who portrays, like, all of the, okay, so I don't know what else she's portrayed, but she portrayed the chick from Lollipop Chainsaw.
Yeah, she did a,
she was
what's it called? Yeah, she did recently. That's who I'm getting the girl you're talking about mixed up with, Chris. She recently did a cosplay of some people think she's annoying in Borderlands 2, Tiny Tina, and she did the whole cel-shaded makeup and everything like that. Same girl.
Yeah,
that's when I was blonde hair. That's where that came from.
Okay,
I got Gage and Tiny Tina mixed up.
I get you.
But yeah,
cool. Yeah, but it was probably the only episode that I would suggest anybody watch because it was the only one that was actually really good.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because so she did Gage, and then Jesse dressed up as the dude from Black Flag,
the Henry Man? Rollins,
Assassin's Creed.
Yeah.
No, Assassin's Creed Black
oh,
Flag.
Oh, Black. Okay,
not the band. Black
and
Flag.
And he did a really good job. He actually like made the entire suit himself and all this other stuff. And he won something too. So, yeah, it was pretty. That was like the only episode that was any good for me. So, but yeah, But yeah, that's it for me. So enough about nerd cool. shows.
Talk about some games.
Yeah, instead of nerd shows, let's talk about nerd games.
Let's talk about some video games.
Jason, why don't you go first, man?
Not a mucho. I played a little Diablo 3.
Yeah, I played that.
Really not that much, though. I don't want to say it's over staying its welcome. I'm just, like, ready to move on, I think.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I mean, I put, you know, 120 hours into, you know, the PC version. And I'm really, really digging the console version. And in many, many ways, it's superior. But it's, like... I don't know if I'm ready for that commitment, you know. It's just there's a lot of grinding to be done, and I'm ready to move on to other stuff, namely Grand Theft Auto, which is I think that's what okay. I've been playing the most this past.
Are
week.
You liking it? Because you're in the same boat as us with 4. We loved it for like a week or two, mm-hmm. and then we're like, ugh.
Yeah, so now is not the time to ask that question. 2 weeks from now is the time to ask that question.
Well,
in 2 weeks from now, if he's still interested in the game.
Well. Hey, I want to hear what Jason's get
like initial impressions and shit like that. Yeah. Initial impressions are actually very much the same as 4. You know, it's a huge technological achievement. Like the world is extremely alive, you know, and it's so immersive, and that in and of itself is just like, wow, this feels like some next gen shit. Yeah. You know, immediately from the outset. Or from the onset, you can visit any place on the map, which is atypical, you know, of a lot of, you know, open world, like, you know, Grand Theft Auto style games. You can go anywhere, you know, you want. But that kind of adds to the distraction, I think. This game in particular feels so much more sandbox than the other titles. I mean, you know, Grand Theft Auto is, you know, very much an open world kind of game, and, you know, they give you a ton of freedom. But this one in particular just it doesn't hold your hand at all, you know. There's not that huge driving, you know, storyline. Cause you switch between, like 2 to 3, different characters. So it just gives you like it's just building blocks, you know. You can stay on the critical path if you want to, but man, there's so many other things to do, which, you know, range anywhere from like extremely fun. To completely mundane. One of the missions I went on, you went to go see one of the characters' psychiatrists, and you just sat in the chair. And
I heard those are optional. Yeah, those are optional, right?
Yeah, it's optional, yeah. But you know they definitely put it kind of front and center. It's like this is something you want to do. You know, here's a mission for you. But you know, it's like okay, what the fuck is that? that was absolutely no fun. And there's other missions, like, I'm right about to do, this big heist, right? This big jewel heist. Mm-hmm. And that sounds like an awful lot of fun, the way that they kind of set it up. And let me frame this a little differently. So in games like this, you know, you get a jewel heist and it's like, this is going to be fucking awesome. I'm going to fucking go in there, guns a-blazing. I'm going to kill all kinds of dudes. I'm going to get all kinds of jewels. And it's going to be an awesome action movie kind of moment. But the flip side to that is like, man, wouldn't it be cool if we could, you know, really get detailed and we could like case out the joints and, you know, set up the plan of attack. And, you know, the good news is you can do that. The bad news is it's not all that fun because you actually do case out the joint. You have to go in there, make small talk, kind of take pictures of like the security cameras and shit like that. I mean, there's no combat or anything associated with that mission. And then the immediate...
Beforehand, you mean.
Right. And then immediately after that, you have to go and, like, climb rooftops to try and find the optimal vent path. You know, the air vent path. And it's like, there's nothing going on here. I'm just kind of climbing and looking around and taking pictures, so...
Okay, that scares me, because I've heard from pretty much everyone saying this. Those are the best missions in the entire game.
The heist missions?
The heist missions, yeah. Yeah. They wish there were more of them.
It seems like it's a 3-part thing, and I haven't been to the apex of it, right? I'm just doing the setup part right now. Gotcha. And I'm just getting into the second part where it's like you have to gather the materials. Like you have to go and find like the knockout gas and get some of the equipment that you need for the heist, you know? So it's a long drawn out process, but it's like, it's super detailed in the beginning. It's kind of mundane. And you know, I don't know. I'm 5 or 6 hours in and I couldn't tell you how much time I've spent like doing story missions exactly. You know, because everything just kind of blends and bleeds together. But
yeah, yeah.
But once again, on the flip side, man, it's so fucking amazing just like how huge and like breathing this world is. You know, I was one particular example.
But that's the thing. It's like we were enchanted marveling by part four because of that. And
same deal.
After like two weeks, it was like, yeah, this game is just, you know, it's, I'm tired of getting phone calls, blah, blah, blah. And it's
there's some
if
of
the game's
that.
Not fun, it doesn't matter how much of a technological advancement it is. It's still not fun.
I can't disagree with you.
I guess my real point is I'm not going to judge based on what you're saying right now. Mm-hmm. I want to know what you're saying a week or two from now.
Yeah, true. And, you know, maybe the missions will pick up and I'm just going to be, oh my fucking God, this is amazing. As far as the gameplay is concerned, but right now I'm, oh my fucking God, this is amazing as far as just like the technical achievements. But
yeah, especially this late in a console cycle too.
Yeah. Right? This like, really feels like next gen shit. You know, it's like, you know, you're flying above the city and you're looking down and you're seeing all these fucking cars and shit. And it's like, they're on a dedicated route. You know, it's like they have their own lives that they're living. One particular moment that I had right before we started recording, actually, is I was at a gas station just for whatever reason. I was just driving around, right? Mm-hmm. And the gas station attendant looked at me funny. So, you know what? I beat his fucking ass down, right?
That's Grand Theft
Auto. No rhyme or reason. But all of a sudden, I heard sirens coming. And I'm like, oh, shit. And I, like, ran for my car. But then I looked up, and I'm like, wait, I don't have any, like, wanted stars. What the hell's going on?
Yeah, why is there cops?
So I was in my car at this point and I saw the fucking cops like bolt around a corner. So I'm like, okay, they're not coming for me. I'm going to go follow them. So I did chase after them, followed them. And they eventually came up to a car that had been parked. And it turned out to be this big, like gangland fucking shootout with other cops and stuff. And it's just like, it's not a script. Cool. I mean, it's a pseudo scripted moment, but it's just like, wow, that's a huge. It's a huge thing to have AI come together like this. It blows my mind, but once again, it goes back to, it's like, okay, all right. So I can watch this or I can go back or I can speak to my psychiatrist or something, you know? So.
Yeah, go play.
It's such a weird, Grand Theft Auto, man. Jesus Christ.
Everything I've read, a lot of the things I had a problem with the other games, it seems like they fixed, like, you're not constantly being badgered with people on your phone. True. And if you decide not to meet up with people, it's no big deal. You're not like losing anything. Also, that apparently, like, when you get missions like from certain people, it'll tell you how many missions they have.
Mm-hmm.
Like, so that's what I, because like, thing is, I get overwhelmed. So I don't know how many missions each person has. I'm like, fuck, okay, I'll do two for this guy, and I'll go down to this guy, do one for another person. But if I see an actual number, I know, okay, I got five missions left in this person's line before I have to go to somewhere else, and it'll reset, like not reset, but continue that guy's storyline or whatever. Mm-hmm. And that to me is a huge deal. And just those things alone, kind of. I'm still on the fence.
There's definitely improvements in some of the trouble spots that we had before. Mm-hmm. You know, the driving's improved. It feels a lot better. You know, you're not, as you mentioned, that you're not constantly badgered by people. Although you do get, you know, emails and text messages pretty frequently, but it's really only side stuff. But, what the fuck was I going to say? Oh, it's actually really cool to jump between the different characters, you know, when you're not on a major storyline mission where they're together, you can, you know, jump over to, say Michael's, perspective, and he's like sitting by his pool or something like that. So you jump into his body and then you go do missions for Michael. If you get sick of that, you know, you can jump back to a different character, but they all have such different personalities. Like it doesn't feel like disjointed at all. Like every mission seems to be geared towards their personality type. Whereas in like four, you know, you kind of felt like this, kind of pseudo good guy at times. And then next mission, you're just like this psychopathic fucking killer.
That's Rockstar's fucking mantra right there. Same with Red Dead.
But they balance that in this one. It's like, you know, they save all the psychopathic, you know, missions for the psychopaths in the game and keep it kind of toned down for some of the other ones. So it's not as like unbelievable as it was before, I guess. But
yeah, well, I'm looking forward to next week or the week after, maybe by the live show we do on like episode 300.
God, that's coming up quick.
That's really fast. All of a sudden, it's like, hey, it's right here.
Mm-hmm. No, I don't think we actually said anything on the show about that.
But yeah. I don't think he did either, but, you know, this is, 298, so.
Yeah.
Not next episode, but the following episode, we are planning to do live, probably Google Hangout.
Yep, probably.
If you want to know more information about that, head over to Retroids. There's a thread on it over there.
And we'll probably mention it at the end of the show.
Yeah, and we'll mention it again next week too.
Cause I almost did buy it, and to be honest, the only reason I didn't buy it is because of Diablo 3, so that's the only reason I didn't, and Diablo 3 still has me, so I'm like, I don't have that need to, I don't need a new game right now, which is really weird, because I was itching, man.
Yeah. To get I know it. John bought it, and he was like, on Tuesday, he was like, okay, so I bought Grand Theft Auto 4-5, who's playing Diablo tonight? So, it shows how much this game can get into you, how easy it is to get into this game, I guess I should say, so.
Yeah. See, Diablo's like not burned me, but it bit me in a bad way before. So I still have that taste in my mouth, or it's like, fuck,
that
man,
taste
if
is
I
completely gone for me now.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I'm at a point where it's gone. Like I know how much you fucking tore away my life from me before, and I'm not gonna give it back to you again. That's not saying it's a bad game by any means. It's a lot of fun, but. Yeah, it's you have to put a lot of work into it, I think.
Yeah. Somehow I feel like we're going to be talking about Diablo again later.
Yeah, more than likely.
Most likely.
Trying to think of some other games. Oh, Legend of Zelda. Wind Waker.
Oh, the Wind Waker HD.
God, that is so fucking pretty. And I seriously, even if you've played Wind Waker countless times, man, oh my God, you should really play it again, because it's a whole new experience.
What if you didn't like Wind Waker?
They've improved upon a lot of things. Sailing
is there less
quite a bit.
Sailing.
There's less sailing, technically. You know, that's still a main focus of the game. You know, they're not going to cut that out completely, but.
But you can fast forward?
Not exactly, no. But, there's other, improvements, as far as, you know, the UI and selecting different things and, you know, having a map on the second screen is, you know, absolutely great. But it's definitely a different experience. And if you loved Wind Waker, absolutely. Go for this. I need a fucking Wii U really bad.
No, you don't. No,
yes,
you don't.
I do. Yes,
no,
I do.
You
there's
don't.
Plenty
you
of fucking games coming
no,
out.
No, there's not.
Oh, right. Coming out, yes. No, I agree with that. Coming out, yes.
What's just coming out?
There's going to be
the
Mario
the first
Kart.
First party
shit. Yeah, Mario
there's
Kart
gonna be
is Bayonetta fucking awesome.
2. There's going to be
the Donkey Kong.
Smash Brothers.
Yep, Smash Brothers, which is going to be fun.
There will be a lot of good stuff. It's all coming out in 2014, though.
Even so.
If you can get one. I'd say if you get one for a good price, go for it. Like, I was thinking about it too, but I'm like, like, to be honest, the best game I played on that thing, and one of the only games I played on that thing, was the pack-in game, and I had a lot of fun with that, but there were six of us, or five of us playing that.
Right, right.
So, if I knew I was gonna have people over a lot, I would have one already. So I'm just waiting for that, like, I need about four or five games I definitely want, and that might be 2014-ish, I think, maybe. Yeah. We'll see.
For me, there's definitely enough first party stuff like already, and then there's just more coming. So,
yeah,
yeah. For me, it's like, okay, I'm interested in Bayonetta 2 and The Wonderful 101, and that's pretty much it.
For you.
Yeah. That new Mario Kart looks really good.
Yeah,
I think it looks awesome.
Motorcycle dude.
Yeah.
Oh, exciting.
Looks good.
That's pretty much all that I've like hands on played. I've seen some other stuff, but nothing awesome. So,
Jeff, what do you got?
Oh, dude, now that besides Diablo, I'm still in that ass, as Eddie would say.
you and I got to play a little bit the other day.
Yeah, we did, actually. I was just like, it was funny because I was like, I've been playing a lot solo because I find we're at the point now where everyone's kind of playing off and on and everyone's kind of different levels. And I jumped on to play like single player and I was like, oh shit, I thought you were a lot closer to me. I thought you were level 36 or 37, I think.
Yeah,
I thought I was 38, but it was actually 41. So I jumped in there and I was like, "Oh, okay, cool." But you leveled up pretty quick. I think you ended that night at like 39 or something. Or 40.
Yeah, I think my character is level 42 now. So I'm working on trying to keep up. But
We're at the point now. It's leveling up takes a while too, because I'm at 44, 45 right now, and I just started. Well, I'm about like 20 minutes into Act 3. So I really want to get to the point where we can get, well, once I get to hell, no matter what, I'm going to wait for people to like catch up or till we can get like a good multiplayer night going. Cause hell just seems like it'll be a lot more fun.
Yeah.
With more people.
How far into Nightmare are you?
Like I just lit all the beacons in Act 3.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah, wow. I'm not even at Act 3 yet. So, I'm in the Oasis in Act 2.
Mm.
So hopefully I'll be able to get through Act 2 pretty quickly and meet up with you then.
So Jeff, once you reach the level cap, what's end game going to be like?
Once you reach the level cap, they have the what do they call them? The Paragon levels.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So there's 60 more levels to get now.
Okay.
To be honest, if I hit the level cap, I'll probably stop and just wait for the expansion. I don't really have if I get to level cap of 60, that means I've already put in a good like 70 hours or like 60 hours. At that point, I'll just be like, yeah, I got my money's worth of this game again.
Yeah, no doubt. Again.
So I'll wait for the expansion or whatever I end up doing or start another character, if anything. But I really have, unless there's like a lot of new loot and stuff like that.
I have a feeling that there is going to be a lot of new loot. There's going to be a lot of new loot, 10 more levels apparently, the new character class.
Well, no, this is for the expansion. I'm talking about for the original, like the one that we have now, vanilla.
The new end game stuff, I guess.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, there is a lot of new loot because you can actually find legendaries.
That's true. But a lot of legendaries I am finding the same problem the Scott's 15 having.
15 demonic needles that I found.
Exactly.
And the 4 or 5 pairs of stinky pants.
Yeah. Like I want new visual loot, new loot. Like I don't think that's going to come till the expansion, really. So if I get to a level cap at level 60, I don't even care if I'm like halfway through hell mode. I'll probably stop. I don't really care about getting through all of hell mode. I just want to get a character to a level cap for once. And I came so close on the PC. I came to 53 or 54.
Really? Oh, you never maxed out. Holy shit.
No, I was sick because I had no one to run hell with and I was just getting my ass beat. This is like way before the first patch even came out. So I don't know. It might be easier now.
Probably.
I was like, fuck that. So, we'll see. I'm still liking it. I'm still playing it pretty much every night for like at least a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Super, super good, super addicting. Oh my God.
Yep. And Rayman Legends, I'm still kicking away at that game.
Good.
Cool. But nice. Awesome.
Other than that, that is everything. I'm trying to think if I played any demos, but I did not play any demos recently.
Okay.
So no, that's it.
Stover. Cool. Well, I don't have a whole lot more to add. I do have one new game that I'm going to talk about a little bit, but I have a feeling I'm going to get a lot of like drones out of it. So, So besides Diablo, which as I mentioned, I'm about halfway through Act Two and all that other good stuff. I did finish up Clash of Heroes. I finally beat the last boss.
Oh wow!
Finished that game.
I didn't know that one ended. Jesus Christ.
Yeah, it does. I don't know how far you got in it, but there's basically 5 different little mini storylines, mm-hmm. each with their own main character. And then in the fifth act is really, it's like, it really felt, that entire act felt like it was, very similar to, well, it felt like the developers were running out of ideas and they were like, okay, let's just get this over with.
Mm-hmm.
You know, cause you actually started at level 7 and you can only get up to level 10 with any character, right?
Right.
So you started at level 7 and you pretty much climbed a tower and there was the last boss. So that was pretty much the extent of the last act. What is?
The sirens.
Yeah. Oh,
okay.
You should follow them.
I should.
There might be something more interesting than the recording this podcast at the end. But, that was a really good game, especially if you're on Android or iOS. I would highly suggest going out and spending the $6. It's worth it. The other one that I've been playing is, after I beat that, I was like, I really want another casual game that I can just kind of chill out and play on my phone, like before I go to bed or whatever. And I was like, what could I possibly find? And I was just searching, like, I'll go to Google Play and I'll be like, you know, top free games or top paid games or whatever. And I found this one called, Jewel Saga. And I was like, that sounds amazingly cheesy, but we're going to try it. Yeah. There's the droning.
Okay.
But, it's a really different twist on the Bejeweled formula.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason I say it's a different twist is because there's a lot of, like new mechanics, like there will be, for instance, like pieces that will be chained, so they don't actually move until you have to actually get pieces to them to get rid of them.
Oh, that's kind of cool.
And there's like, if you get 4 in a row, it creates this electrical jewel, and depending on how you created it.
So like a bigger burst I'm guessing.
Well, what it'll do is it'll take out a whole row or column if you match up with other gems. Huh. And then if you do, either a plus shape or an L shape, you know what I'm talking about? So if you actually match, five in a different way, it becomes like a fireball, and the fireball goes horizontally and vertically, and it takes out every gem in the row and column.
So L's are better in that case.
Yes, L's are better in that case. But, you know, it's got a lot of, differences that way, and each one is, it's almost like each stage is a different quest.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, okay, so you have, 30 moves, and you need to flip over all the tiles. And, you know, flip over a tile, all you have to do is make a match on top of it, right? Or mm-hmm. something like that. And then they throw other twists, like, these wooden boxes that you have to break something. To break them, you have to make a match next to them or something like that. So it's just, if you're into that, and, you know, I didn't think I was anymore, but apparently I am. it's worth going out, downloading, and trying. It's a fun time waster.
It sounds like, yeah, there's some different mechanics. Cause, I mean, many of those games are just clones, you know, so like, you know exactly how to play this fucking game, but.
Yeah, and this one's like, and one of the other, so I said that each one is kind of like a quest, sort of.
Mm-hmm.
One of the ones that I really think is interesting is that, they'll drop a star at the top of the screen, and the idea is to get it all the way to the bottom of the screen, and you'll have to do that with however many different stars.
Oh, okay.
Which is, it's an interesting way of playing the game. It makes you think about what you're doing a little differently.
Yeah, it's not so much just like getting these gems out as fast as possible. It's like you got to concentrate on one area and focus around it. Yeah, I gotcha.
Yeah.
That's cool.
So, again, if you're into the Bejeweled formula and Bejeweled just kind of, you know, ran its course, this is a little bit of a different twist.
Pretty sure Bejeweled ran its course like 5 years ago.
Oh, hell yeah, it did. Hell yeah, it did.
Although I still see, that is one of the games I see a lot of people still playing on, like the train and shit going to work.
I was going
to
say, Bejeweled itself may have run its course, but man, its legacy fucking lives on in so many games.
It's like Minesweeper. Oh yeah, I guess Minesweeper is the only one of its kind, really, but.
Which one?
Minesweeper.
Minesweeper.
Oh, Minesweeper, yeah.
Yeah, there's a lot of, like, what's called Bejeweled is definitely, definitely inspired a lot of other games.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Not so much Minesweeper.
But, yeah, so that's about it.
Not bad.
All about Diablo right now. I don't even know the next game that's coming out that I'm really interested in buying. I gotta think about it.
Batman?
When does that come out? That's in November, right?
That's October.
October? Yep. Oh, shit, it might be then. Yeah, I don't know what else is coming out this month, so.
That's really bad.
Yeah, I'm definitely buying Batman. Fuck.
I've been hearing iffy things about it.
Ooh. Like what?
Cool.
I've been hearing that the combat system feels a lot more sluggish than the other ones because apparently they put in a new mechanic where the enemies can counter your counters now.
Excellent.
So it's really hard to get like a good flow of combat. It just kind of isn't as fun. This is, of course, just by people who played it at like PAX like that. So.
Yeah, so there's still changes being made.
There's a weird learning curve to it. So, I mean.
Yeah, it might take a bit.
Yeah, that's fine. That's fine.
I wouldn't. I mean, if it breaks the flow of like normal gameplay, then that may be a problem. But I wouldn't mind seeing that some stuff with like the more difficult enemies or maybe bosses or something like that. So that would
work. For sure.
So cool. So I kind of skipped what we're doing in this show.
Yeah, sorry.
Sorry about that. That we kind of just kind of jumped into it. No, it wasn't. It was mine because I'm the one who asked you to. Tell me what was going on. So we just did distractions. We're going to take a break and then we're going to come back and do news. We're skipping the feature this week because, we just wanted to put some more food feedback. So we're going to give it another week.
None of you motherfuckers care enough.
I know. Nobody loves it. But, we did get a voicemail. So we're going to do new releases.
GTA
I got
5,
my voicemail and then we'll go over the question of the week once more. So, so for now, we're going to take a break. So stay
our question
with us.
Of the week this week should have been GTA 5.
Yeah.
We would have gotten lots of emails about that. But stay with us and we'll be right back. And welcome back.
You welcome back.
Hey,
you
Lisa, welcome back home. You're welcome.
She brought burritos for everyone.
She did. Sweet. She sent me a text message last night asking if I wanted anything from the store. I should pull up this text. It was just a bunch of fucking random shit like grapes,
oh, that's awesome.
Marshmallows, frozen burritos.
It's like that scene in Half Baked. And Funyuns.
Everything on the Funyuns. List. I was just fucking with her, but no, she got everything. I love her.
Can you get bananas? Hilarious. That'd be good.
Oh, let's God, I should have said bananas.
Cool. All right, well, let's do some news.
Yeah.
All right.
Jeff,
we were recording there. I thought it was like an off-air tangent for a second. Nope.
No, we're actually recording right now, Jeff.
There's quite a bit of news this week, actually. Cool. We're going to start with a little bit of sad news. Hiroshi Yamauchi died at the age of 85.
Yeah.
I'm sure a lot of our listeners are like, who the fuck is that?
For shame.
He was basically the founder of Nintendo, and he basically brought Nintendo to stardom in the NES days. And yep, I think he... I'm trying to think, remember when he left Nintendo and gave it up to... what's his
Iwata.
Face? Yeah, Iwata. But it wasn't...
That was in the...
It was in the 90s.
Was it in the 90s? I was going to say, wasn't it early 2000s?
Yeah, it might have been the early 2000s. Yeah, but yeah, he passed,
the push that he put in... cemented the video game industry in a lot of ways.
He brought it back from the dead.
Pretty much. I mean, it's just the push towards getting the NES out there, especially.
We would not be where we are today without him.
Not at all.
God, no.
Not at all.
He is.
Thank you very much, good sir. Rest in peace.
Definitely.
Yeah, that is very sad news, but,
I'm all bummed out.
85. That's a pretty good life. I could only wish to live until 85. So
I want
to
go out
see how that works out.
That's like 2 years from now.
I know. God, isn't that depressing?
That means it's only 1 year for me. Oh shit.
I always said.
Go up before March 2014, Jason.
Why? What's happening then, Jeff?
Because what's happening then is we have all talked about our problems we've had with Diablo 3 on the PC, and the number one reason we like the console version better is because there is no auction house.
That's right.
It's a trickle-down thing. Like, the auction house is evil, and then it just keeps fucking levels of evil.
Oh, well, they're getting rid of that. Both the real money auction house and the gold auction house are going to be taken out of Diablo 3 in March 2014.
Thank you.
I think they're hitting the PC patch loot version 2.0 before that, which is good. Because I think the console one is technically loot 1.5, so that's where you get like the cool. I can't believe they're calling this like loot whatever, but you know, you get like the legendaries, more rare drops, stuff like that. So 2.0 is going to be like more enhancement to that. Hopefully it's more named stuff. That's not the same name over and over again. Your level.
Yeah.
But yeah, and PC fans rejoice because there's so much hate for the console Diablo 3. And at first I thought, oh God, they're just going to hate on it because it's on consoles. A lot of hate came from because a lot of PC players thought the console guys got the better version at the gate.
Yeah.
And that the PC version is kind of like a beta.
They did.
Yep. I think it's in Blizzard. I don't necessarily think they're listening. I think there's more like, I think we've made the most money we could possibly get of this real money auction house thing. So yeah, let's scrap it now. So it's gone.
You kind of mentioned it in passing and I didn't really hear a whole lot about this. Are they actually patching the PC version to fix loot drops?
Yes. It's going to be on par, if not better loot than it's on the console.
Wow. Okay.
It almost made me think I might go back to the PC version, but I really like playing it with a controller.
I do too,
like,
man. Really controller is so good.
Yeah.
I'm absolutely fine with mouse keyboard controls, but...
Mm-hmm. I'm fine with the controls, but just the whole thing of my couch, my Turtleach headset, controller, just... I don't know. I'm hoping that all these enhancements get added to the next-gen versions, which obviously will be coming next year as well.
Oh, sure.
Then there we go. Hopefully that's going to be like a cheap upgrade, please.
Speaking of cheap upgrades.
Do you have that one? You do.
Sure, I have that one. Speaking of cheap upgrades, let me find it. Where did it go? All right, so Sony has talked about like the idea of if you buy a PS3 version of a game that's coming out on the PS4, that you'll be able to have a cheap upgrade to the PS4 version. They went into a little bit of detail, and I actually, one of the reasons I wanted to talk about this is because it kind of touches on something that we were saying a while back that dealt with backwards compatibility. And I kind of want to, and I'll revisit that in a second. But basically, there's four games on the list right now: Battlefield 4, Watch Dogs, Call of Duty Ghosts, and Assassin's Creed Black Flag.
That's not Sony though. That's both. That's the companies actually doing that. Like Microsoft and Sony. And the companies are, they're all doing
those
it.
Are all it's pretty much third party games. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. Right. But they just went into detail of how this is going to work for the PS4.
Okay.
So
I think it's going to work the same way with everything, but
it might. So basically disc-based games, for PS3, will come with a redeemable code, that you can put in. And, if you put in the code, you can get the upgraded version for $10, digital version for $10. However, you do need to keep the disc. Apparently, the what I'm seeing is that what I read was that you actually have to keep the disc. I guess that you have to actually put it into your PS4 to play the downloaded version. If you get the digital version of the PS3 game, you don't have to worry about that. It automatically shows up, and you automatically get it for $10. And obviously, you don't have to have a disc in it.
I wonder why they're doing it that way.
Well, I mean,
if it's a redeemable one-time redeemable code, I don't see why would they be worried about. You can't really give it away after that.
Yeah, I'm not really sure. Why I'm not the thing that doesn't make sense to me is that you have to keep the disc. It's like, why do you care if they keep the disc? Yeah. And I guess it's I just don't get that at all. I mean, I guess it's one of those things where, you know, you get the digital version and you trade in the, so, you know, maybe you get a brand new copy of the PS3 version for $10 and then you can get it.
There's probably something like that.
So they want you to keep the game and there's, I one of the reasons that I bring this up is because if they're actually doing it this way, this goes back to something else that I said a while back when they were talking about Gaikai backwards compatibility and how I wanted all my disc games to work without having to pay and they should be able to read what disc I put into the PS4. This kind of, if they do it this way, this kind of says, hey, we can do that.
It's possible. Yeah.
So. You know, I really hope that that's.
I don't think Gaikai is going to be a pay as a game. I think Gaikai is going to be a.
It's overall. It sounds like it's an overall service.
Yeah, exactly. Right. So it'll be like a $60 a year type thing where you can just have access to whatever's on there.
Have you guys ever seen Beauty and the Beast?
Like the Disney movie?
Yeah, Disney movie. Do you remember one scene where the feather duster was like hooking up with Lumiere? And he was all like, you know, doing the eyebrow thing. It's like, ho, ho, ho. And she was like, I've been burned before.
Yes.
I've been burned.
That's
by,
what you are?
Yeah. I've been burned by Sony before. I don't believe a fucking thing until I actually have it in hand.
Until you actually see it. Yeah. That's true. But this thing is, at least the digital thing, I think that's across the board. Because it's all third-party stuff. And, I mean, Activision came out, and so did EA, said, we're doing this. So it's, I think Sony was just people said, this is how it's going to work first, but it's probably the same
first. Market, and it may only be for those fucking titles. I don't think it's going to be across the board for real.
I mean,
across the board is in like those titles for Xbox and those titles for PS4.
So it's not just for PlayStation.
Yeah. Exactly.
Okay.
Cause it's been confirmed on both ends, but I don't think it's going to be across the board either. I don't think it's like, I don't think it's going to be there for Assassin's Creed or. Should be. I guess Ubisoft hasn't jumped into that pool yet.
It's a weird transition period from, you know, PlayStation 3 to PlayStation 4. You know, where the big name titles are coming out of both systems.
Is there a time limit too? Because I mean,
I don't know.
There is a time limit of when you can get it. Apparently,
because the easiest thing to me would be like wait a fucking week and a half.
Yeah. Apparently, it is a limited time promotion of when you can actually get the discounted version of the game. So yeah, there's not really any details on that, but you know, that's that.
Most people that would have probably even take advantage of that are people that are buying the console in the first few months anyway.
Yeah. And it's like, I don't understand, like Watch Dogs is coming out day and date with the PS4, right? So
4 days later.
From what I understand, like there's launch bundles on Amazon that are supposed to come with the game. And Amazon has emailed people that bought it and said, you will get the copy of the game on the day that it releases.
Maybe the day
the PS4 releases.
The official release date is November 9th.
Yeah, okay. But, I don't know. I guess we'll see.
But continue. You already did the Gaikai thing. Never mind.
Well, we kind of touched on it, so you can follow up with more information.
Well, no, you can just go on. They basically just confirmed what people were guessing, that Gaikai will be the thing that determines whether or not the PS4 has backwards compatibility for PS3
and,
games.
And it sounds like they're talking about it being a service, rather than like actual backwards compatibility, which, you know, it is what it is, I guess. It means that I may or may not use it at all, because if I still have my PS3 hooked up, I'm probably going to have most of the games I want to play for PS3 anyway.
What if they said it was a $60 a year service, but you have the library of all the PS3?
And see, that's the thing. It's like,
but I don't think it'll be that.
But at that point, it's like, as I said, I usually keep all the games that I buy.
You wanted.
Yeah. And I buy most of the stuff that I want to play. So,
They want to bundle that into like PlayStation Plus, I'm all for it.
Yeah. If they say like PlayStation Plus $75 and you get this service too, then I will say, take my money, please. You know,
but at the same time, it's not going to be. You feel kind of gypped because it's like they could do it, obviously. You know, they have the technology. Yeah. It could happen. Why aren't they giving this to us for free? Yeah. Blah, blah, blah.
And that's the thing. I would really like to be able to just put a disc into the PS4 and say, okay, now give me the Gaikai, the ability to play this via Gaikai streaming. And, that should work. Plus, it's hard to say what kind of, what kind of fidelity you're going to get out of it that way, It's like...
And to be honest, 4 months after, no one's going to care about the backwards compatibility.
Lies. That's bullshit. I have a fucking stack of, 20 games.
But you're not getting rid of your PS3, though, are you?
Well, no, not immediately. But at the same time, it's like, I'm out of fucking HDMI ports. I just want to have one fucking system, And... More than 6 months down the line, it's going to be like, okay, I've retired my PS3, but fuck, if there's that game that I want to play, I've only got my PS4 connected.
Old school style. Be like, bust that shit out, like the Dreamcast
whatever. But there's still so many, I don't want to get into it.
I'm a huge
proponent for backwards compatibility.
I honestly think you're in the minority though in terms of how long people want that for.
Yeah.
Like the early adopters are going to want it, of course, because let's be honest, the first 6 months of a new console launch, there's not much to play outside of launch games. And trickling of games here and there.
Having the BC is makes for an easier transition, I think.
Exactly. I'd say 6 months, I would say that's a little bit too soon, but like a year and a half afterwards, I didn't give a shit that I had the backwards compatible PS3 or that my Xbox 360
I still,
was not getting
to this day. I'm looking at my PS2 that I have to have hooked up because my PS3 doesn't play. Yeah, and I'm just like, fuck you, I hate you, but I want to play all the games on you.
Hey, how do you think I feel? I have one of those slide lid PS3s, man.
Oh, shit. These are horrible.
You have one of those?
Yeah, that's mine died shortly after those came out. Yeah.
Oh, shit.
And I wish they would have brought out that 12-gig version about 6.5 months ago. That would have been nice.
Yeah. No transition here, but GTA 5.
Good.
Jason talked about it.
I heard about
good.
That.
It did pretty well in retail.
It sold some copies.
It sold a little. Apparently, quite a lot of people like this Grand Theft Auto. Enough to spend
quite a lot of people got sucked into the hype of this Grand Theft Auto.
Oh.
I don't know. Just because you don't like it, Chris, doesn't mean it's not good.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
I didn't say that. I didn't say that at all, but none of the other ones sold this much.
No.
This is definitely a lot of hype.
And also a lot more consoles out there. The first one, their 4 came out 5 years ago. There's double the amount of 360s and PS3s out there, right?
Yeah.
Chris, are you using hype in a derogatory term?
No, I'm
in regard to
not,
this?
Sounds like it.
Okay. No, I'm not. But I'm saying that that's a lot. I'm sure that that's part of the reason it's doing so well is the hype.
I don't think there's any more hype for 4 for 5 than there was for 4.
Really?
I just think at the time when 4 came out, not a lot of people upgraded from their PS2 to PS3 or Xbox to 360. Hmm. So they didn't buy it.
Oh, I don't know.
I don't know.
And then, I don't know. I don't think it could jump. Like, it made $800 million in 24 hours. That is more than Call of Duty Black Ops 2, which has been around that comes out every year and sells,
but
does
they,
better pretty much
every
year.
They did year. $2 billion in a week, though, or something like that. Like, we're just talking about
Call
days.
Call of Duty?
Yeah.
It blew away. It blew away the day. The day it set records for the 24 hours.
Right. But the long term.
Yeah. And roughly about 13
million. Either way, a fuck ton. They're doing okay for themselves. Those Rockstar guys.
Actually, Death Row, he's from Retroids. He said that 2.6% of the population of all the UK bought GTA 5 the first day. That is ridiculous. That is really, really crazy. So, yeah, did really well. Eddie, he might get his prediction right. We'll see in a few weeks, but I think they have 11 million more to sell in 1 month to beat Call of Duty Black Ops 2, which I think it might be able to do it if it's got legs, which I'm sure it will. They might have another sale here, maybe. Putting up my hand, maybe, in like a couple weeks. We'll see.
Right.
But, yeah, there you go. Records. Broken.
Yeah,
We'll see if Ghost can beat that.
Good thing you didn't make that bet.
Well, no, it's maybe. I still might make it just in spite. He still has 3 weeks. He's got to sell 11 million in 3 weeks. And it probably can do that, but.
It probably can, but who knows?
We'll see. PS4 video capture via HDMI has been confirmed by Sony.
Thank God I can sleep tonight.
You don't have to worry about
crazy. Give me the details.
Workaround. Well, there is no details because they didn't actually confirm it's guaranteed. That it said in the future it will be possible.
Yeah. So, that is a detail, actually, because they initially said that, yeah, you can capture over HDMI. Go for it. Fucking freewheeling. Woo!
And then
somebody asked them, it's back. Like, wait, can we do this right away? And they're like, oh, actually, no, not at launch. Maybe later.
Oh, so it is in the future, yeah.
Yeah. My biggest question, actually, is if this is going to be a region-wide thing. They're at Tokyo Game Show, and HDCP is not something that's like hugely enforced over in the Asian territories. And because of this is kind of a hot-button topic amongst... a lot of Let's Players and YouTubes and the YouTubers. That's a term, right?
Sure.
They may have just said, that, it's a bullet in point, Japan. Right? You know, but they're not specifically stating that the North American, console release will support this as well. I really don't know. And this is me being pessimistic and I will
I'm
not
confused
fucking
about why it wouldn't.
Why it wouldn't?
Just because, like, the Giant Bomb guys are saying how They're afraid that every single time they get a multi-platform next-gen game, they're always going to have to capture footage from the X-Bone version because it can. Why would it be different?
Blu-ray.
On the PS.
Yeah, Blu-ray. That's been the leading force in the HDCP, which is the high definition or bandwidth copyright protection. So any time like a Blu-ray movie, and this is just a legality, like a third-party legality, anytime one of those movies are played, it needs to do a handshake with, certain device in order, to make sure that it's not like, pirating it, right?
Okay, gotcha.
So because Sony kind of embraced the Blu-ray thing, obviously, they just made it across the board. Games, movies, fucking anything. HDCP. Xbox didn't have that restriction. They didn't have that, imposed upon them. So they were able to do whatever. But now, in this next generation thing, it's kind of expanded. So we still don't know whether or not, it's going to be enforced, on gameplay right away. Nobody fucking knows anything and nobody's confirming a fucking thing. And
they should soon, because I'm guessing you guys should start getting in your, your what's it called? Debug kits and stuff like that.
Yeah, your review stuff.
Well, that's kind of the thing. Well, so PS3 units, the debug kits, you can just, there's a setting in there. You just flip it off. And that's great for me, because I can capture directly via HDMI. However, the dev kits are kind of neutered as far as the online capabilities are concerned. So, and that ties into, how many, consoles you can tie your account to, shit like that. And with everybody moving into like more of a digital space, and having games tied to accounts, it's problematic. But I don't know. The baseline thing is that people that record gameplay and put it up on YouTube, they're going to be severely affected. And
if they want to put it on to another device. Because apparently the sharing thing will still be fine.
But no, you don't get raw footage. You can't edit that. You can't talk over it. The way that you want to. It's completely different.
Yeah. I got you.
It's a huge deal for, if we look back at like the past like 3-4 years, just how big like Let's Play stuff and like the YouTube, the YouTubes. I feel like an old YouTube man.
Fucking Twitch.
has just increased, like, you know, the visibility of gaming and shit like that.
It's a fucking advertisement for games.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, it really is.
You should embrace it.
Yeah, they have said that, yeah, it's going to be available at some point. So what capacity, we don't know. We don't know what regions. Movies, we don't know what kind of time frame. Movies, that's fine.
I can 100% understand that.
Yeah, that's, like I said, it's a third party, you know, imposition where they're like, you know, you can't play our movies unless you protect it, you know. But gameplay should be the choice of Sony, right? So
yeah, oh, definitely. It should be, for sure.
We will see. But I also kind of worry about the Xbox as well, because, you know, they've got that throughput thing, right? They've got that input, which is going to ingest HDMI, like, a cable signal. And, you know, maybe there's, you know, hands going, because it brings in all kinds of publishers, right? Sony included.
Yeah.
And Sony might be saying, if you're going to ingest our stuff over, you know, the cable network, you know, you got to make sure that it's protected. So I'm worried that it's going to be another console wide, we're just going to throw up
HTTP. Would that just be a handshake though between the input on the Xbone versus everything else? Because that makes sense, because, like, technically speaking, I don't know, no one knows how this works. You could probably hook up a PS4 through the input of the Xbone and then record the video that way.
Logically, but no, it's not going to work that way. I can guarantee that.
Well then I don't think it'll be probably across both consoles, because then Microsoft wouldn't. Because they'd only be infringing other people's copyrights, right?
It's weird because, you know, because the Xbox has, like, you know, deals with specific cable companies like Comcast or whatever. Mm-hmm. And maybe Comcast has, you know, they've got, you know, HDCP like a gun to their head. And, you know, they say, okay, you can use our service and we'll give you whatever the fuck you want. But, you know, we got this guy to deal with, that HDCP shit.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
So you got to make sure that that's taken care of, you know, before you can. It's such a huge, weird, gray area, and even though...
They should just fucking read a disc, be like, okay, this shit's a game.
Yeah, it should. It should, and that's how it should have been on the PS3, but that's not how they handled it, so... I mean, they've come out, they said, yeah, you can do it, we don't know when, we don't know how. I don't fucking believe it until I have it in hand and I'm actually capturing, so we'll see.
Yeah.
Right. Granted, there are gray markets out there, and there's ways around it, but I'm not going to talk about those. But
no.
Anyway, that's my piece. We will fucking see.
All right.
We'll see. And you will see in 2014 in Japan, at least, Monster Hunter Frontier G is being ported over to the PS Vita.
That should sell some units.
Oh, yeah. For sure.
Wait, Japan, this is just a remake of the PlayStation 3 version.
It will still sell some units.
3DS version, it totally will.
Yeah.
It will still sell units.
I know, but they're not adding a shit ton.
It seems.
Even so.
People like it.
They like Monster Hunter over there, apparently.
It's the Call of Duty, man. Doesn't matter. Well, then again, Call of Duty on Vita didn't sell worth a damn here, so. It's, on the Vitas, not in general.
Call of Duty was ass on the Vita, so.
Yeah, exactly. Well, Chris, do you have anything else here? I'm trying to look through.
I got a few things. So let's see here. What do I have? The only really thing, I have a couple things left that I wanted to mention. So, you know, that PS Plus thing that we've got that we all kind of love, you know,
mm-hmm.
we get free games on it and stuff like that. Lots of free games. How would you guys feel if we got Dragon's Dogma and Far Cry 3 for free?
That would be awesome.
Sure.
Would be awesome. Wait, we don't live in Europe because Europe gets all the good shit. Yeah. And
Honestly, Europe has a way better PS Plus.
They have a much better PS Plus than we do, man. I do not understand. It's like, I don't have Dragon's Dogma. I would love to play that game.
I really want to play that.
Make it happen. Let's do it.
Yeah.
It's a bunch of shit. The other thing I was going to mention is, speaking of Capcom, Dragon's Dogma, there was a little, quote-unquote, announcement that hit that there was going to be a green light game called Ghosts and Goblins Online.
Oh, I saw this.
Which was the next day removed from green light.
Oops.
Why was it removed?
So they came out and mentioned what was going on. It says, the Steam green light page for Ghosts and Goblins Online that went live yesterday was wrongly posted by the game's Korean developer Seed9. The page has now been removed. Ghosts and Goblins was released last year in Korea, China, and Taiwan, and currently there are no plans for the title to be released in Europe.
I watched the trailer. It looked kind of okay.
It Well, it looks like ass, but it looks fun to play, you know?
Well,
like,
I mean, yes, I mean fun, yeah.
I was very interested. It's like Ghosts and Goblins, Ghouls and Ghosts, that was like some of my favorite shit on the 16-bit days. You know, I would love to see another one of these games, but apparently we're not going to get that. That made me sad.
Yeah, I can live without it.
I probably can,
too.
Oh,
that Mega Man game hit its goals, though. It's coming to consoles now.
Which Mega Man game is that?
Not Mega Man, the whatever 9, the Inafune,
Mighty Number 9, yeah.
Mighty Number 9, that's it. It's the Inafune,
Mega
Man guy.
Yeah, they got a fuck ton of money for that, yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, aren't they bringing it on next-gen consoles, too? Didn't he hit that?
No,
I don't know about next-gen, yeah. But, yeah.
360 and PS3.
They hit their.
I thought I saw that he hit a stretch goal that was going to bring it to consoles.
I don't believe a fucking word in it he says anyway.
Oh, okay.
I'm so pessimistic.
The stretch goals is for 360.
You PS3, are, man. So what happened?
I'm mad.
I'm sure depending on how it goes, it might get ported over to the next gen, but.
Maybe. Working for Game Informer has changed you, Jason.
I've been burned before.
So cheated.
But, yeah, that's the only additions I have.
Oh shit, I got one more.
Which go ahead.
Battlefield, of course, EA said that, Battlefield 4 will still release the same day and date as the 360 and PS3 versions, whether or not the next gen consoles are out. I think it's like, I think it comes out on like the 19th as well. I think there's a lot of shit coming out on the 19th or 18th or whatever. But the Xbone versions might have some exclusive shit that people might want to pay
attention to. Oh, here we go.
So we're thinking like, you know, maybe maps. Maybe some guns. I guess some like perks or something.
Maybe some dogs.
Something like that. No, oh, don't, no, no, not, that comes in the first expansion, I think.
Wait. Oh, that's Call of Duty.
DLC expansion.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah, but
DICE said that they're thinking about putting in, Kinect support.
What?
For Battlefield 4, like possibly putting in head tracking.
Oh, head tracking.
So you
head
can,
tracking.
Like, lean around corners.
And
or
voice commands.
Or...
Yeah, there's that. You can maybe lean around corners. Maybe duck.
Oh, yeah, ducking. Okay.
Ducking's important.
Ooh, look on sights or something? Or just like, just go.
You hold your controller up to your eye? That would be good.
Yeah.
That's what I would be doing.
That'd be
fucking
amazing. And I mean, they only got what? Good thing they released it literally like 2 days ago when the game's coming out in like a month and a half. So, pretty sure when everyone read that shit, they all had the same thing on their mind, and that would be,
Who
gives a flying
gives
shit?
A shit. Yeah.
That too.
Yeah.
Cool.
All right. All
is that news?
I think that's all the good shit.
Let me see. Oh, hey! Gravity Rush 2 was announced. Awesome.
That's cool.
Cool.
That is good news.
Great game.
Still haven't played the first one. Have it on my Vita.
Oh, so good. So good. You need to play it. It's like the best game on Vita.
It's like the best game on Vita. Not necessarily the best game, but it's kind of like
it's definitely not the game that I put the most time into on Vita, but it's definitely the most interesting. It is the most unique game on Vita. How about that?
There you go.
Maybe.
All right. Shall we do some new releases then?
We should.
Yes, we should.
Quite a few things coming out next week, actually. So let's go through some of this real quick. PS3 is getting Pro Evolution Soccer 2014, FIFA 14, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles out of the fuck
Oops.
That game.
Oh my god, they're only getting it now?
Oofs.
Oh, I guess, yeah, because of Summer Arcade.
Yeah, it was a Summer Arcade.
Yeah.
Oof.
Yeah, so PS3 got DuckTales first, and Xbox got Ninja Turtles first.
Suckers.
I think PS3 got the better end of that deal. Armor Core Verdict
much,
Day.
Yeah,
fuck
oh,
you, dude, man. DuckTales is awesome. Go kiss my ass,
brothers. Yeah,
it's kind of awesome.
It is awesome. It is exactly what it needs to be.
Which is not
Batman Arkham Dual Pack, which is the first two games in a set. Mm-hmm. Call of Duty Black Ops 2 Apocalypse DLC. Who gives a shit? And Pac-Man Championship Edition DX Plus.
Kind of cool.
Kind of cool, yeah. So we've got Xbox is also getting Pro Evolution and FIFA. Deadfall Adventures, they are also getting Armor Core and the Batman Dual Pack and Pac-Man DX. Wii U is getting Scribblenauts Unmasked.
Oh, yeah.
The DC Comics
one. That looks all right.
3DS is getting that also, and they are also getting Hakoki? Memories of the Shin Tsugami. There we go. Mm-hmm.
All over that.
I'm gonna pretend I said that right. And then Vita is also getting FIFA 14. And that is your new release list.
Yo, footy.
So, pick of the week.
There's some footy options.
FIFA 14, go for it. I've wanted to buy a FIFA game for so long, I just haven't been able to pull the trigger.
God, can I get you guys?
I don't know what it is. You know what's weird? Okay, this is like no joke. I have a reoccurring dream of trying to find FIFA in a game store, and I can't find it. I don't know why. I'm not even a big FIFA guy. I've owned like one FIFA game my entire life, and I don't know why I keep having this dream over and over.
That sounds nightmarish, mate.
Like once every couple weeks. That's so fucked up. Anywho.
God, I'm a huge Armored Core fan, and I buy pretty much everyone that comes out, and I find nobody to fucking play with. I don't know. I love that series.
Like a little cry for help a little bit?
Yeah, kind of. Seriously.
Somebody play with me, please.
Oh, man. Yeah, I know I'm going to... That's my pick, for reals.
Yeah, I'm going to pick that, too, because I actually did like the some of the older Armored Core games.
Yo!
I have... You know, last one I got was on PS2, though, so I'm really not sure
how to... They got factions and shit in this one? Oh, my God.
Is it online only? Is it a download game?
I don't know, actually. I want to say it's retail as well, but it's definitely geared more towards, like, a multiplayer. Some
and that's
persistent
a problem for
world
me.
Shit going on, too, which is cool, but...
That's a problem for
yeah.
me.
Yeah.
So, I'm going to say Pac-Man Championship Edition DX Plus, then.
All right.
There you go. Because DX was awesome, and you should definitely play that. So.
Damn it.
And this one is apparently slightly improved. So there you go. That is it. Let's keep going then.
Okay.
You guys ready?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I do have one of those voicemail things.
Ooh.
I like
Let
the
me
voice.
Pull that up real quick. It should be fun, right?
Mm-hmm.
I think Jeff will like this one.
No, God.
It's very low.
I can't really hear.
Eddie Kusanagi, you know who it is. Larry.
It's your boy, Eddie.
I believe. Listening to the finish, you know, whatever. You know, I think I will take back, you know, me saying it will sell better than Call of Duty. That was a highly, like, unnecessary, I don't know,
your
statement. It will not sell
cool.
better than Call of Duty. I don't know what the fuck I was thinking.
You're entitled. That's fine.
Pretty much be drunk, maybe. I don't know. But, anyways. But I will say that, I mean, if we compare, not even trying to be, like, not trying to defend Grand Theft Auto and sales, I don't know. But if I listened to the sales numbers you guys were saying, and you said Grand Theft Auto 4 sold, like, I think 11 million or maybe 12 million until now, and it's been, like, 5 years since it came out in April, I believe, 20-something in 2008. And if we compare these two, Grand Theft Auto 5 is coming out on 360 and PS3 compared to Call of Duty, which comes out on every single fucking console there is, pretty much. What, PS3, 360, well, PS4 and the X-Bone and
3DS.
Wii U, possibly, yeah. I don't know. I don't know the it's going to be on. But I'm not trying to say, I'm just trying to say that Call of Duty in general, when it releases, it is on all systems, it is on every system it could be on just to increase sales. And, I mean, Grand Theft Auto, I mean, you know, it comes out, it's only, for right now, it's only coming out on, you know, the two systems respectively, you know, 360 and PS3. But I will say that on the first month, I think it could possibly break some record. I just have that feeling. Because, I mean, there was a brief article I read on pre-order sales. Not that it broke any records, but they are pretty damn high. I mean, as far as Amazon and GameStop goes and all that.
.com.
But I have a high feeling that it will sell well over 2 million, maybe up to 4 to 5 million in its first 30 days easily.
Because
if we compare the amount of people who had next-gen systems in 2008, which is when Grand Theft Auto 4 came out, and right now, I believe a lot.
Yeah, we just, yeah, we talked about
it. Yeah, we did, we talked about it.
Actually, you know, Rockstar, they actually say things against themselves to increase sales. So the fact that mothers won't buy their children Grand Theft Auto, I don't think that's a factor. Regardless, my 3 minutes is almost up. Metal Gear Solid 5, I love you guys, and, just rent it at least. For God's sake, just look at it. Just look at some gameplay videos. I don't know.
I'll give it a shot.
It looks good.
Nice. I've heard Metal Gear's okay.
Hi, man.
I think he's talking about Grand Theft, though. Is he talking about Metal Gear?
I think he said
Metal Gear. Grand Theft, I think.
Well, yeah, but I think he went back to...
Yeah, I think he was going back to Grand Theft Auto.
Yeah, I don't think he was meant...
But, yeah, so, Eddie, we already talked about it, but, and for the record, I'm pretty sure that I did get this before...
I was gonna say it was before sales numbers came out.
It was, September 16th, which was...
Yeah, it was before it even came out.
It's today, that's,
The day before.
Yeah, it was Monday, so it was the day before, that's when I got this, this email, this voicemail, so, actually, you know, I'm not sure that, that Jeff would take that bet right now.
yeah, I don't know. I don't think I would.
For actually, either. Like, beating sales of
Well, the thing is with Call of Duty, even though it comes on everything, the only console that actually makes a dent in those sales is PS3 and 360.
And that is correct. And actually, when I did the numbers last week, I'm pretty sure I only counted those two. Maybe PC, but PC was, like, not even a million.
It's not even a lot. Yeah. Like, right now, with just counting PS3 and 360, I think Call of Duty Black Ops 2 is at 20-something million. And... Grand Theft Auto right now, after one day, is 80 million in sales. But if you just break it down by the $60, that
800 million,
13
right?
million, 800 million.
Yeah.
It works out at 13 million, but there's also the special edition and the ultra edition, whatever, which causes money. So I'm thinking it's probably sold probably around 8 million, give or take. So I think, it's got 3.5 weeks to sell roughly 10 more million. I think it might be possible.
Yeah,
I think that'd be a close ass bet.
It might do it. It might
for 1 month. I think GTA will eventually beat it in the long run, but in 1 month it's gonna.
I would say it'll probably beat it after the it'll beat other Call of Duties after the holidays. I would say, but
yeah, it would have to because basically it's at the end of this month in November Call of Duty Ghost hits, and that's gonna be like people are gonna be jumping off Grand Theft. People haven't bought Grand Theft yet. They might just jump back into Call of Duty.
True.
I will take a friendly bet and say it won't happen, but I have a feeling it might. That's why I'm just keeping it as a friendly bet, not actually betting. I'm taking back my Jeff Pachter on this one, and I'm being like, yeah.
Jeff Pachter?
Right. I think it might beat it out in one. But I don't know, man. That 10 million is a lot after the first initial like week of release. That's a lot of copies.
But I'm not sure. So how many did it sell already? 13?
Well, that's only if you divide the 800 million by 60.
Okay,
but there's also like the special edition and the ultra edition, which of course were different price points. So that's why I figured, okay, somewhere between 8 and 10 million is probably more realistic. The actual like copies. So, and again, that also, I guess it would count downloadable because it's money to copies. So.
Yeah, I'm not even sure about that, to be honest with you.
It's tough. I don't know. It depends on what, like, I think maybe, do you think GTA guys are more like buy it day one, first couple days, as opposed to wait a couple weeks?
There's also Christmas.
Yes, but there's also Christmas. There's also going to be Call of Duty Ghosts as well.
There's enough widespread appeal that it's going to be spread out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It has legs, per se.
It's got legs, but to sell, you know what? I will take that bet as a friendly bet, maybe like a $10 PSN card or something like that, Eddie. In 1 month, I don't think it'll overcome an entire year's worth of Black Ops 2 sales in 1 month. Cause they gotta sell, they gotta sell roughly 12 million more copies in 3.5. So. It's close. It'll be close. All I know is, I'm not getting either of them right now. So.
That's right.
It's one sale I can guarantee they're not gonna get.
Cool. That's actually all the voicemails, emails I got. So, I guess we can go back to question of the week.
Sure.
All right. So, we're taking the question of the week from this week and we're bringing it to next week. And that question was, are you into any other forms of media that revolve around video game universes? So like Halo has novels. Maybe you're really into the Resident Evil movies. I don't know. Something like that.
Comics,
you guys
whatever.
Have checked out my fan fiction site, right?
Graphic novels, Jason's fan fiction on Street Fighter.
Your Call of Duty fan fiction was fucking
Call of Duty fan fiction.
Thank you. That's the first time I've heard that.
Very underrated.
Today.
So progressive.
But, so if you want to answer the question of the week, you can send us an email. That address is email@interactivedistractions.com.
Ooh.
You can send us a voicemail as well. That number is 706-760-4337.
Ooh, I might try that because it sounds kind of leet.
It's truly really just numbers.
Yeah, I guess it's not. Anyway, let's move on.
You can get us on Twitter. We are Indus Podcast, and you can get us individually as well. We are Indus Chris, Unistrike, and Indus Geoff.
G-E-O-F-F.
Oh.
Send your short questions to IndusQuestions @IndusQuestions.com. You can also get us on Facebook, Steam, Google Plus, and Stitcher. Just search for Interactive Distractions and you will find us.
Top of the list.
Top of the list. Come over to Retroids and join the community and get into involved in the conversation and into the gaming. Yeah, come hang out with us. We'd appreciate it.
Cool.
That's it.
Mm-hmm. No, live show. 2 weeks from tomorrow.
God 2 weeks from tomorrow. 2 weeks from tomorrow, which today is Thursday, so tomorrow is Friday. So
October 4th.
2 weeks from the past Friday, if you're listening to this the week it came out, we will be doing our live show, and it will be on Google Hangouts.
That will be October 4th, by the way. Friday, October.
So,
thank you, Jeff.
If any of the listeners have any suggestions on what they'd like to see on the live show, we are...
See, hear, talk about, whatever.
Yeah. Completely open. Please give us some ideas, because we never have any ideas anymore.
No, we're out of ideas. We've been doing it for 6 years. We are out of ideas.
300 fucking episodes.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So send us your emails and let us know what you think. And that's all I've got.
All right.
Not bad.
You guys good to go?
Yeah.
I think so.
I'm super looking forward to Grand Theft Auto multiplayer, actually. Has not been opened up yet, but I mean, October with as first, much of a sandbox game as this is, like, I've had some of the best times just, like, watching other people play, and it's such a weird juxtaposition between, like, okay, I'm riding reverse down a fucking a train track, and this guy is over here sailing and shit. It's just fucking...
It just... Yeah.
It's so weird. And
the online does look kind of cool.
Yeah. They've got some cool shit planned for that.
Cool. All right. Thank you guys for listening. Hope you enjoyed the show. If you did, please tell a few friends about us.
Yeah.
And if you're on iTunes or Stitcher, please leave us a review. We'd appreciate it. So until next time, my name is Chris.
I'm Jason.
And I'm Jeff.
Play your games, and we'll talk to you next week.